ever get that feeling? Like you're up against something with way more arms than you.
Yeah.
In cybersecurity, it's practically every day.
Yeah.
You patch one thing and five new things pop up. Relentless, right?
Absolutely.
But today,
yeah,
we're diving into something that could be a game changer for defenders. Google's brand new experimental AI, SecGemini V1.
Yeah, this is big.
Announced April 5th. 2025.
Right. Just the other day, this could really shake things up. We got the announcement itself. And what we're trying to do is, you know, cut through the hype and really understand what this thing actually does.
Right. What it means for, you know, how we understand these threats, how we respond to them, everyday stuff for our listeners. But this could change it up.
Yeah, because the thing is, this SecGemini V1 is going after this problem, you know, the cybersecurity asymmetry problem.
Right.
Like, think of it this way. You got a pickpocket, right? Just needs to find one open wallet in a crowd.
Right.
But everyone else. Got to protect everything all the time. That imbalance, that's what attackers use. That's the asymmetry.
That's what we're always up against.
And that's what Google's trying to tackle here. From what we're seeing, they want to level that playing field.
Right.
Make this AI like a force multiplier for us, the defenders.
Right. Finally get some of that AI power on our side.
Exactly. So today, we're figuring out how they think they're going to do that.
All right. So how about this? Where did this thing even come from?
Okay, so it's based on Google's existing Gemini model. Already pretty powerful AI, you know?
Yeah, we've talked about Gemini before.
Right, but this isn't just like generic AI with a cybersecurity sticker on it. This is built for cybersecurity from the ground up. And what really stands out is this integration of like real-time cybersecurity intelligence.
Right, so it's not just, you know, book smarts. It's getting live updates from the front lines.
Exactly. And the training is key here. It's not just a ton of random data. This thing was fed a very specific, very relevant diet of cyber info.
Ah, the good stuff.
The sources point to some, you know, massive data sets as its foundation.
And we're talking serious heavy hitters here, like Google Threat Intelligence, GTI, for example.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge one. Constantly updated with, you know, threats from all over.
Right. Then there's the Open Source Vulnerabilities Database. OSV.
So all those public weaknesses and software cataloged and ready.
And maybe even bigger. It pulls in Mandiant threat intelligence.
Right. That's a whole other level. Deep expertise on, you know, those really nasty threats, the persistent ones, how they work, how to stop them.
You put all that together and you start to see what this thing could be capable of.
Yeah. With this kind of training, SecGemini V1 is meant to excel in some pretty crucial areas. They highlight its abilities in threat analysis, really getting a handle on, you know, what the threat is, where it comes from, what damage it can do.
It's more than just an alarm bell, right? Hmm. It's about understanding the threat.
Absolutely. And they're also talking about incident root cause investigations. So when something does go wrong, this AI could help us trace back, you know, exactly how it happened.
Where the weak point was, who might be behind it.
That kind of investigation, man, that can take security teams forever.
Yeah, it's a huge time sink.
And then there's, building on that, vulnerability impact assessment.
Right. Because knowing there's a vulnerability, that's one thing.
It is.
But understanding how bad it is.
Right, right. What systems are at risk? What could happen? That's how you make the right decisions about patching and, you know, fixing things.
Yeah, prioritizing what to tackle first.
Exactly.
Okay, so all of this sounds amazing on paper, but how does it actually perform?
Right, the real test. Well, the announcement actually shares some pretty interesting benchmark results. They mention an 11% higher performance on the CTI MCQ benchmark.
And I know not everyone listening is, you know, deep in the weeds of cybersecurity metrics.
Mm.
So to break that down, the CTI MCQ benchmark is all about assessing how well AI can handle cybersecurity threat intelligence tasks.
Right.
So that 11% jump, that's a big deal. It means this AI could be way better at making sense of that complex threat data.
Yeah, a pretty significant leap in its ability to process and understand all the little details, all the nuances. And it doesn't stop there. The announcement also points to a 10.5% improvement on CTI root cause mapping, or CTI RCM.
Right, which is really about understanding those vulnerabilities, not just spotting them, but tracing back where they came from. And really importantly, classifying them under, you know, those common weakness enumeration standards, CWE.
Yeah, and that's important for our listeners because that's how the whole security community talks about and categorizes these software flaws. You know,
it's a common language, so everyone's on the same page.
Exactly. And the fact that SecGemini V1 is showing this much improvement, it means it has a much deeper, more granular understanding of those vulnerabilities. It's not just seeing a crack, it's understanding why it's there, what kind of crack it is.
Right, like an engineer examining a bridge, not just someone pointing at a pothole.
Exactly. And to really bring this to life, Google provided a real-world example. They focused on a known threat actor, Salt Typhoon. Really helps us see how this SecGemini V1 could work in practice.
Yeah, this Salt Typhoon thing is really interesting. The announcement says that while a lot of AI systems would just, you know, flag the name, SecGemini V1 goes a lot deeper, provides this whole in-depth profile of the actor.
And it's not just the profile itself, it's where the info comes from. It was able to pull in and use intelligence from Mandiant's threat database. And that, as we mentioned, that's a gold mine of info on these advanced threat groups.
Right. So it's not just saying, hey, this bad guy exists. It's saying, hey, this bad guy exists, and here's everything we know about them.
And it goes even further. It analyzed linked vulnerabilities, meaning it figures out the specific weaknesses that this actor usually goes after. And get this, it even offers real-world risk assessments.
So it's not just saying this is a threat, it's saying this is how dangerous this threat is.
Exactly. It's going from just identifying a potential problem to actually quantifying the risk. And that's what they're calling a holistic view.
Right.
That's what makes this so potentially powerful. It gives security analysts actionable intelligence faster than ever, you know?
Right.
They're not just drowning in data. They're getting analyzed, contextualized insights, stuff they can actually use to plan their response and do it quickly.
Now, the good news is Google's not keeping this all to themselves. They're talking about open innovation and collaboration, which I think is smart.
Yeah, definitely. And they're planning on offering early access to a pretty diverse group of people.
Yeah, the announcement specifically mentions select institutions, cybersecurity professionals, NGOs, even academic researchers. Hmm. Sounds like they know it's important to get a lot of different people testing this thing out to really refine it, you know, make sure it actually works in the real world.
For sure. And if you're out there on the front lines of cybersecurity, this could be a big opportunity. The announcement even says you can request access through a form Google's hosting.
There you go. If you're listening and think you qualify, go check it out. Now, thinking bigger picture, the announcement really pushes this idea that SecGemini V1 could be a transformative shift for security teams. It's not just about doing things a little better. It's about doing things completely differently.
And the potential benefits they list are pretty significant. We're talking faster incident response, you know, getting to the bottom of things and fixing them faster. Then there's context-aware threat insights, like we saw with Salt Typhoon, understanding the whole picture around a threat.
And maybe even more importantly for some folks, reduced manual workloads.
Yeah.
I mean, so much of cybersecurity is just digging through tons of data, doing the same tasks over and over. If AI can take some of that on, our human analysts are free to focus on the bigger problems, the things that really need that human touch, that intuition.
Absolutely. And then you've got, you know, AI-powered vulnerability mapping.
Right. Back to that idea of not just seeing the individual cracks, but seeing how they all connect, how an attacker might use them together.
It's about connecting the dots.
Exactly. So the message is, if you automate these crucial tasks, if you give security teams better information, more context, they can be so much more effective.
And don't forget, the announcement has this great FAQ section, which probably covers some of the questions you might have right now. For example, it reiterates what SecGemini V1 is. It's Google's AI specifically designed for cybersecurity, right?
Okay.
It's there to help with identifying threats, analyzing those vulnerabilities, and responding to incidents faster using all that real-time intelligence we've been talking about.
Right. It's like having a superpowered analyst working alongside you 24/7.
Yeah. And it also addresses, you know, the big question, what makes it different from those traditional cybersecurity tools?
Right, because we've got plenty of tools already. What makes this one special?
The big difference here is the machine learning and how it uses all those massive data sets, you know, GTI, OSV, Mandiant. That gives it these adaptive threat analysis capabilities, which means it can learn and change as the threats do. Unlike those older systems, those rule-based systems that are kind of stuck in their ways.
Right. So it's not just following a set of instructions. It's actually learning and getting smarter as it goes.
Exactly. And the FAQ also confirms that this limited early access is being offered to security professionals, researchers, NGOs, those academic institutions, all through that application form. So not a product you can just buy and use yet.
Not quite ready for prime time, but they're working on it.
And for anyone wondering about those benchmarks, it clarifies that the CTI MCQ benchmark is specifically designed to test how good AI models are at those cybersecurity threat intelligence tasks, which is where SecGemini V1 really shined, showing that significant lead we mentioned earlier.
So it's not just hype. They've got the numbers to back it up.
They do. And they even break down the kinds of threats it's built to detect. Obviously, known threat actors like Salt Typhoon. But it goes beyond that. It can handle vulnerability classification, help with that root cause analysis of incidents, and even give insights into active campaigns, those ongoing attacks that are happening right now.
So it's not just about what's happened in the past. It's about understanding what's happening right now and what might happen next.
And for everyone wondering when they can get their hands on this, it does address public availability. Right now, it's just for research purposes. And while broader commercial use may follow after evaluation and feedback, there's no specific date yet.
So stay tuned.
Right, it's still early days. But there's one more thing I wanted to touch on. The source material mentions this company, Technegian.
Right, I saw that.
They're not involved in developing SecGemini V1, but their perspective is interesting because it shows how the whole cybersecurity industry is looking at this, how they're reacting to these kinds of advances.
Makes sense, right? It's not just about Google. It's about how this changes the whole game.
Exactly. And Technegian, they emphasize how fast things are changing in cybersecurity, you know? And they make this really important point. To use new technologies like SecGemini V1 effectively, you need more than just the tech itself. You need expert implementation to really get the most out of it.
Right, because just having a fancy new tool doesn't automatically solve all your problems. You need to know how to use it.
They even talk about some of the areas where they can help, like AI integration expertise, which is huge. Even the best AI needs people who know how to set it up, how to make it work with all your existing systems and processes. And then there's their managed security services, which includes things like, you know, 24/7 monitoring and incident response.
Yeah.
Areas where AI could really supercharge what human teams can do.
Right. It's about humans and AI working together, not one replacing the other.
And they also highlight the importance of compliance and risk management, making sure that even with all these new technologies, you're still following all the necessary security rules, you know?
Right, because the rules don't just disappear because you've got a fancy new AI.
And then there's security training and awareness, which is always crucial, because even the best AI is only as good as the people using it, understanding the information it gives them.
It's a good reminder that technology is just one part of the solution.
Exactly. Technegian being in there really shows that this isn't just a Google thing. The whole cybersecurity world is adapting to this, changing with it. And they're doing it while still recognizing that human expertise, you know, strategy, implementation, that's all still vital.
Right. We're not being replaced by robots just yet.
Not quite.
So wrapping things up, I think it's safe to say that this SecGemini V1 from Google, it's a big deal. It could be a huge step forward in how we defend against these digital threats. For you listening, it gives you a peek into the future, a future where cybersecurity is getting smarter, more powerful, thanks to AI.
Yeah, this new AI, it feels like a real shift towards giving defenders more tools, better tools, and hopefully it'll lead to more of those aha moments you love so much, those moments where things click and you suddenly understand the threat and you know how to handle it.
And on that note, here's something to think about. With AI developing so fast, with things like SecGemini V1 coming out, how do you think organizations are going to approach cybersecurity in the next few years? How are they going to balance using these powerful AI solutions with still needing human expertise, that strategic thinking, that deep understanding of how threats work?
It's definitely something to keep an eye on. Things are changing fast.
They are. And we'll be here to help you make sense of it all.
Absolutely.
Until next time.
Stay safe out there.